Alhamdulillah, when we attend programs like this, then it revives our iman. And no matter where, how far we may be with regards to our deen, and how neglectful we may be, when we come to gatherings like this and to environments like this, then this revives our iman. And it serves as a reminder for us that this is the real effort we should be making. The real effort we should be making is for our deen, is for our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In specifically this program, wherein the Sahih al-Bukhari is going to be completed, and we will be listening to the last hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, and we will also be able to benefit from the company of our respected Shaykh, Damat Barakatuhum, and participate in the dua, which is accepted after the completion of Sahih al-Bukhari. When we see the students completing this last hadith, then we should remember that this only takes place after much effort. These students who are in the last year of the Alim course, they study approximately 40,000 ahadith. In 1 year, they study approximately 40,000 ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this requires a lot of effort, a lot of dedication, a lot of concentration, something which we sometimes do not appreciate. When it comes to worldly efforts, or someone progressing from a worldly aspect, someone who has a good education, acquires a degree, and has a good job, and has a good earning, we value these people, we appreciate them. And someone who has dedicated 6 years to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the Quran, to learn the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do not see this as an achievement, something which is worthy of our appreciation. This is due to our inclination being in the wrong direction. Because our inclination is towards dunya, we see the worldly achievements to be true achievements. And due to having less inclination towards the akhirah, having less inclination towards deen, any deeny achievement, yes, we come, we witness, but if we really assess ourselves, we don't find true appreciation for this in our hearts. Those who study the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who spend these 6 years and eventually reach this stage where they are completing Sahih al-Bukhari, then they are one of the links which is helping to preserve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The madaris, the darul ulum, what takes place in the four walls of the madrasa? What takes place in the four walls of the darul ulum? We are unaware of. The ulama and the madaris, they are in fact preserving our deen. This is why there is a statement that goes that لَوْلَ الْعُلَمَاء لَكَانَتِ النَّاسُ كَالْبَهَائِمِ. If they were not no ulama, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create this system where the zeal is created in the heart of a youngster and he feels that I want to go and acquire the deen, I want to go and learn the deen. One is the basic deen which we are all in need of. We all need to know how to perform our salah. We all need to know how to discharge our zakah. What are the requirements? What do we have to do for it to be valid in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We all need to know the masail of hajj. When does hajj become fard upon us? We all need to know the masail of those things which we do on a daily basis. Some things which are common, like salah, zakah, hajj, sawm in the month of Ramadan. And then every person has a different occupation and he has a different daily routine. So he will have different deeny needs. And he is required to acquire the knowledge which is needed for that. This is a duty upon every Muslim. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the zeal in some individuals that go and study further. Yes, you have to acquire this much knowledge. Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that acquiring ilm, this is necessary upon each and every Muslim. But then this acquiring this extra ilm, this additional ilm, additional knowledge, furthering one's understanding of deen, this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He grants certain chosen individuals. And who? What are these individuals chosen for? For the preservation of deen. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that we have revealed the Quran and we are its protectors. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. And along with the Quran, we are in need of the hadith. Just the Quran alone without the hadith, this will not be sufficient for the preservation of deen. So where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised preserving the glorious Quran, then this is also a promise to preserve the ahadith of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why we witness gatherings like this, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He creates this deal and He creates this willpower that for 6 years these students, they endure, they go through difficulty. It is difficult. They leave their homes, they make sacrifices. So for our times, before they used to make many more sacrifices and much greater sacrifices, where they would travel long distances just to acquire one hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we cannot say that the students in our times, they live in a lot of comfort whilst they are studying, because our luxuries are many, much more as well. So the luxuries they enjoy at home are much more than what they have in the Darul Ulum. So they are also making a sacrifice. They leave their parents, they leave their families, and they come and study the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a way and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preserving His deen and He's showing His power. Through this we should also recognize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentioned this as well. Sahih o Bukhari, Muslim o Bukhari. In Muslim and Bukhari, maine tumhe dekha hai. I have seen you in this as well. So how did Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Muslim, these two books of ahadith, the most authentic books of ahadith, the Sahih of Imam Muslim and the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. He mentions these and then he says that I have seen you, O Allah. I have seen you in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari. I have seen you in the Sahih of Imam Muslim. So what did Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi see? He saw the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these ahadith which have reached us in a very authentic manner after so many years, how has this reached us? This has reached us only through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I see you when I see the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, and I see you when I see the Sahih of Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi. This is why once Abu Bakr bin Ayyash rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says that kunna naktubu al-hadith 'inda al-a'mash. We used to write a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Imam A'mash rahimahullahu ta'ala. He was our teacher and we used to write hadith in his lesson. Wa nahnu sibyan, and we were small children. So fa marra bihi sadiq. So one friend of Imam A'mash rahmatullahi alayhi, he passed by and he said, man ha'ula? Who are these people? So he replied, هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَحْفَظُونَ عَلَيْكَ دِينَكَ. These are those people who are protecting your deen for you. Don't think that these are just young people. They have nothing better to do. They were not successful maybe in their worldly education, so they were just sent to the madrasa, they were just sent to the Darul Uloom. This is a wrong notion, my dear friends. This ilm which is being imparted in the madaris, in the Darul Ulooms, this is, in actual fact, preserving our deen. We would not be able to perform salah. We would not be able to give zakah. We would not be able to fast. We would not have the moral characters that deen teaches us without this ilm, without the ulama. This is why I mentioned the statement earlier, that if there were not no ulama, then people would be like animals. Why would people be like animals? Because our deen has taught us how to become true humans. When a person, he brings deen into his life, he has the moral characters that a human has to have. Without character, without etiquettes, without knowing how to conduct oneself, without having a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is the difference between a human and an animal? So this ilm that is being imparted here, and specifically the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a means of preserving the deen for me and you, for every individual. This is why every individual of the ummah should value the madaris, should value the ulama, should revere them and respect them, have love for them. Do not belittle them. Innal ulama'a warathatul anbiya. They may not have the money. They may not have big bank balances. They may not have a high post from a worldly aspect. But what post do they have? What status do they enjoy? That I am not saying. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that who are the ulama? Innal ulama'a warathatul anbiya. Indeed, the ulama, they are the inheritors of the anbiya alayhim as-salam. Because the anbiya, لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا. They did not give in inheritance or leave behind in inheritance the gold and silver coin. Did not leave money in inheritance. What was the inheritance of the anbiya? The inheritance of the anbiya was deen, was ilm. So this is what the ulama, they acquire. This is what these students acquire. And this ilm is deen. Inna hadha al-ilma deen. Indeed, this ilm, this is deen. So when they acquire this ilm, they preserve this ilm, they are in actual fact preserving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when these students, they study so many ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they, just as the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they actually had the company of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had this great fortune of being the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they gained the great status of being the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who are the best group after the Anbiya alayhimu salam, and through whom we receive this deen. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They directly heard the statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They directly witnessed the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they imported this character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These qualities which every believer needs to excel in deen. This is what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum achieved through the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through directly hearing the statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by witnessing the actions and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These students who study approximately 40,000 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are they doing? They do not have the direct company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They may not have heard the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. They may not have witnessed the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. But when they are studying the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is being mentioned? Rasulullah, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this. This is what they are reading. So they are also benefiting from the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why it is said that in me shane sahabiyat paida ho jati hai. The sahabi, only those special individuals of the ummah, they had the honor of receiving this title of sahabi. But when these students are studying the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they too are in from one perspective benefiting from the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahlul hadithihum ahlul nabiyyi wa in lam yashabu nafsahu anfasahu sahibu. The people of hadith, hum ahlul nabiyyi wa in, they are the people of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa in lam yashabu nafsahu, they did not benefit from the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَصْحَبُوا نَفْسَهُ أَنْفَاسَهُ صَحِبُوا. But what are they accompanying? They are accompanying the breaths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whenever the student is reading the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the words of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you can imagine what a great honor this is. This is why Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that إِذَا رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا مِّنْ أَصْحَابِ الْحَدِيثِ كَأَنِّي رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا مِّنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. When I see a person from the أصحاب الحديث, those who are occupied in the hadith of our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is their occupation, this is their life, where they just study the hadith of our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. So when I see such an individual, it is like I have seen one who has accompanied Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is like I have seen a sahabi. So this is the great honor that the people of ilm, the people of hadith, they enjoy. And this is their status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we have understood that this madrasa, this institution of the madrasa, the Darul Uloom, this is where the deen is being preserved. And it is through them, the ilm is being preserved, and this ilm is deen. So each and every one of us, we are in need of the madaris, we are in need of the ulama, and we need to respect them, we need to revere them, and we need to benefit from them. This is the most important. The most important thing is that this ilm is not just there to just pass on, just preserve. What is the essence of this ilm? What is the objective of this ilm? The objective of this ilm is to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The objective of this ilm, the Quran and the hadith, is guidance. تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَمْرَيْنِ لَن تَضِلُّوا مَا تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I have left two things by you, and if you hold fast to them, you will never be misled. You will never go astray. And he said that this is Kitabullah wa Sunnati. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and my sunnah, my way. So we need to benefit from the ulama. And I would just like to mention one very important point here, which is something in our times we need to pay much attention to. That yes, we need to benefit from the ulama. We need to acquire as much ilm as possible, because this ilm is our deen. The more ilm we have, and then we implement, we will have more deen in our lives. We'll be able to stay on the straight path, we'll not be misled. But firstly, we need to make sure that the ilm and the we are acquiring and those who we are taking our ilm from, they are authentic, they are reliable. Because there are many sources of ilm we find nowadays. Before, it was, we would acquire ilm just from the book, from the kitab. We went to through the maktab system, we were given books, and this is where we learnt our deen from. And we knew, because this was provided in the syllabus, we knew this was authentic ilm. So through this, we learnt how to perform our salah, and we learnt many masail of deen, we learnt many aspects of deen, we learnt our du'as, we learnt how to perform salah, how to perform wudu, tahara, purity. We knew that this was authentic ilm. And for the majority of the people, this is how ilm was acquired. It was acquired from the books, from the kutub. But now, because we are living in a virtual world, and we can easily go onto the internet and acquire as much ilm as possible, so we need to ensure that we are acquiring ilm from the right source, because we are in a lot of danger nowadays. Because easily anything that comes to us on social media, there will be a lecture, a speech, we'll listen to, we do not know who the speaker is. Different writings will reach us, different articles, we'll read the article, we do not know who the writer is. On YouTube and different social media platforms, we receive much information regarding deen, which we'll say is ilm. But is this ilm authentic or not? We have to be very careful. This is why if you know of a reliable institute, and you know of a reliable alim locally, benefit from him. Instead of trying to search for different ulama, different scholars, different speeches, different writings. Why? Most of the time, this is not for our deen. Our objective and our purpose is not to acquire authentic ilm. Rather, it is just to satisfy our desire, enjoyment. We want to listen to a good speech, something which we enjoy, something we find pleasure in. This is not how we bring deen into our lives. So we need to ensure that إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينَ فَانْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. Imam Muhammad bin Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala said that indeed this ilm is deen, so be careful from whom you take this ilm from. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to value ilm, value ulama, value madaris, and then benefit from ilm, benefit from ulama, benefit from madaris, and ensure that our source of ilm is authentic and correct, so that we can be on the straight path and acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq.